truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. The ACCC is overseeing a recall of just under 4,000 Freightliner trucks sold in Australia with a possible electrical fault needing to be rectified. The recall affects Freightliner Argosy, Columbia and Coronado trucks, and all the trucks were sold in Australia between June 2010 and the 28th of August 2017. The recall notice advising that under certain environmental conditions, the PowerNet distribution box module can go into auto reset mode. Affected vehicles may unexpectedly lose power in the cab, chassis and engine, causing potential engine shutdown and temporary loss of all lighting and cab electronics. The ACCC warning this also increases the risk of an accident for the occupants and other road users. All of the VIN numbers for the affected Freightliner trucks are available on the Heavy Vehicles website, and further details available from Daimler Truck and Bus dealerships across Australia. The expected future changeover to electronic work diaries is a step closer, with the National Heavy Vehicle Register confirming it would accept an application to make EWDs legal from May 28. The NHVR has released a final consultation report on the possible technological changeover, and Productivity and Safety Executive Director Jeff Casey tells us the regulator was satisfied EWDs would provide a sustainable and effective voluntary alternative to written work diaries. He says there are more than 200,000 written work diaries purchased every year, including many by drivers who are already using electronic systems to assist in managing their work and rest hours. He says, "I'd like to thank all the operators and organisations that took the time to provide feedback during the consultation period earlier this year, and we'll give you more details on the possible legal use of EWDs as additional information comes to hand." The growing shortage of truck drivers in Australia has been given some mainstream media coverage, with Wind News in Shepparton doing a story on how young drivers aren't being attracted into the industry. Australia's freight demands are expected to increase by 100% over the next decade, and Peter Hill from Kreskes Brothers Transport has told Wind News action needs to be taken now.
In the last 18 months, we've been told that the average age of a driver has gone up 18 months to 48 years of age. We're just not attracting young people to the industry, and that's a real issue for us. I know anecdotally that there's some transport companies that are actually leaving loads behind because they don't have drivers to drive the trucks.
Volkswagen Truck and Bus and Hino have signed a cooperation deal that could potentially save the two major manufacturers big dollars. The cooperation between the Japanese and German heavy vehicle manufacturers has been described as a long-term strategic partnership that will deliver outcomes for customers. The agreement will aim to further explore each other's capabilities to cooperate in logistics and traffic solution research, existing and new technologies, as well as in procurement. According to Hino's announcement of the partnership with Volkswagen, the evaluation of technology cooperation will focus on conventional powertrains, hybrid and electric powertrains, as well as connectivity and autonomous driving systems. Volkswagen Truck and Bus is the parent company of Scania and MAN. They're also a major shareholder in Navistar. After taking a stake in the US truck and bus manufacturer last year, Volkswagen is reportedly now back for more. Just days after confirming that deal with Hino, Volkswagen now looks set to take a larger piece of the Navistar pie than its current 16.9% stake. The parent company of Scania and MAN is eyeing off the US company, which produces international trucks, as well as buses, military vehicles, engines and motorhome chassis, as part of plans to ramp up its presence in the global heavy vehicle market. We'll bring you further details in regards to Volkswagen's moves against Navistar as additional info comes to hand. And 2017 was a bottler of a year for Hino. Now the Japanese truck brand has just recognized its best performing dealerships through the record-setting year. Hino announced its Dealer of the Year awards at a ceremony held in Sydney. Taking out the Big Metro Dealer of the Year award was Prestige Hino, the Melbourne-based dealer taking home the award for the third consecutive year. West Orange Motors from the New South Wales Central West was victorious as the Hino Regional Dealer of the Year 2017.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
For the latest truck and bus industry news, visit heavyvehicles.com.au. We bring you coverage of the latest new models, new technologies, and issues that matter to owners and drivers. Read heavy vehicle reviews, and you can win some great truck-related prizes too. Heavyvehicles.com.au. Truck and bus news every day.